Randy and Coach Cochran, what do you think of Shadow Lesson right here with a 2-0 lead with that takedown?
Well, I tell you what, most of the time, first takedown will win a match. So, and I think Shadow's going to have to learn. He's going to win this on his feet. I don't think we want to go down or get underneath of him.
Leshen trying to hit the inside cradle there as they go out of bounds. We'll reset it here with a minute and 25 seconds remaining. First period action. Shadow Leshen, Albia's 103-pound freshman phenom, leads 2-0.
And, Joe, we're going to be watching two mats at the same time. Tanner Cowan going at it on mat number five. He's taking on Austin Evans of Independence. And I believe
and he's down 2-0 right now.
Coach, you help us watch that mat over there.
And why don't we put you on that one? Coach Kevin Cowan joining us here in the broadcast booth. Coach Kevin Cowan, the Ottumwa Bulldogs head coach.
Cochran, Joe. Cowan's down there on the mat wrestling.
We got Cowan wrestling. We got Cochran coaching. And we got Shadow Leshen on top, 2-0, 53 seconds left in his 103-pound quarterfinal match for the Albia Blue Demons. Let's go, Shadow.
Tanner, got that leg up.
Tanner Cowan got a reversal with 33 seconds left. Tie it up 2-2.
We are going to have a ton of fun here tonight, folks. It's Class 2A quarterfinal action. Shadow Leshen lets him go, takes him down. It's a 4-1 lead for Shadow Leshen. He leads 4-1 with 28 seconds. Two takedowns for Shadow Leshen. They reset it after they go out of bounds at the center of the mat. 4-1 your lead for Shadow Leshen. Albie's 103-pounder.
Tanner Cowan over here on mat number five trails 3-2 after the escape by Evans. And they're both trying to find each other. And they'll head back to the center of the mat. Leshen out in front here on mat number two. Joe, 15 seconds to go in that first period.
Yeah, Shadow looks like with 12 seconds to go, he's just going to try to ride him out here and take a three-point lead into the second period. He's on the side. He's got the deep waist in. Sit out by his opponent. He's trying to get to his feet. And with 3 seconds to go, he gets the escape.
Did they award him the escape at the end, or did they?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. It's 4-2. A split second prior to the expiration of the first period, Shadow Leshen gives up the escape to his opponent at 103 pounds.
Tanner Cowan opens up the second period in the down position, tries to break out and get the escape on Evans as we just get underway. Second period over at 112.
Darren Schwenke, the Atlantic wrestler, he sports a 40-5 record, and Shadow takes the cut there, and it's a 4-3 score with that escape. Shadow Leshen leads over his Atlantic opponent, Schwenke.
Here's a takedown move. But, boy, I'll tell you, a quick move that time. And we're tied at four over on the mat. Cowan and Evans tied at four. Both wrestlers on their feet. 1:25 to go, second period. Back to Shadow Leshen.
Unusual takedown there by Schwenke from Atlantic. He takes Shadow Leshen down. Shadow tripped there, and Schwenke alertly bulldogs him to his back out of bounds, but the official gave him the score. Shadow Leshen now tries to roll out and gets put on his back, and it's a 5-4 score. A minute 27 seconds left here. Shadow Leshen fighting off of his back. He's going to try to get his arms through. Back points are being counted. Shadow Leshen on his back against Schwenke from Atlantic. Hot match here at 103 pounds. 1 minute 17 seconds remaining. Shadow Leshen trying to regain his base, get to his belly, and stop these back points from counting.
Tanner Cowan over here out in front, 6-4.
Shadow does get off of his back. After the awarding of the back points, he will trail this match 8-4. We're counting down through 57 seconds, but now the move stays in, and Shadow Leshen pinned in 1 minute 6 seconds in the second period. Shadow Leshen, 3:06 into the match, loses here in the quarterfinal match. Let's see how he responds to that tough loss.
Absolutely. That one roll, really cost him. He was rolling out of it, and that rolled him right into a situation where he could get pinned.
Well, Southern Iowa wrestling fans, I'm sure you are all as shocked as we are at Shadow Leshen's unlikely demise here at 103 pounds, but I'm confident that that young man will come out of that chute and confidently take the mat in his consolation match and compete for a medal here at the 2011 Iowa State Wrestling Championships.
Tanner Cowan with 12 seconds to go in the second period out in front, 8-5. He's on top of Evans, riding him out here the final 7 seconds of this second period. Cowan trying to get back points, and I couldn't see if he was getting them awarded.
Got three.
He does get three back points. He's now out in front, 11-5.
Shadow Leshen with a very tough loss. He lost by pin in the second period, folks. If you're just joining us, it's Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Coach Kevin Cochran of the Ottumwa Bulldogs bringing you live wrestling action from the Wells Fargo Arena here. It's Class 2A quarterfinal action from the Well.
We're also going to keep an eye on Dalton Kingery at 119. Kingery in the championship side of things. He'll
hopefully that's something the Shadow can go back in the locker room and get a grip on things and come back and re-wrestle. We talked earlier with another coach and said this is maybe kind of a disadvantage to these kids that lose, because now you've got somebody that wrestled earlier, or actually yesterday, that's just been waiting and waiting and waiting. So now, you know, Shadow might be down in the dumps a little bit, and if he don't regroup, he could be done in this tournament unless he mentally gets prepared and comes back and wins this next match.
That's right, folks. If you're just joining us, Shadow Leshen had a comfortable lead in his first period at his 103-pound quarterfinal match. He found himself with a odd position. He got put on his back, tried to roll out of it, got in trouble, and pinned in the second period of his quarterfinal match at 103 pounds. And Shadow Leshen, I'm sure, learned greatly from that. But as Coach Kevin Cochran alluded to, we have seen it all day long that wrestlers that have lost in this quarterfinal match have a down head, go into their consolation elimination match, and have lost. I don't think that's going to happen with Shadow Leshen tonight.
Cowan out in front here, third period, 11-5. He starts out on top. They open up this third period, and he's trying to work the shoulder over there of his opponent, Evans. Now more back points being earned, and that will be a pin. Kenner Cowan gets the pin for Centerville, and that means stakes. And Joe Millage back at the station. We're going to give away a steak to from Bogey Steakhouse for this pin, courtesy of Tanner Cowan of Centerville, to the third caller, 641-932-2112. Free steaks courtesy of our friends over at Bogey Steakhouse, and it is the best steak all around.
Well, congratulations to Tanner Cowan from Centerville. Our first 2A feature match to make it into the semifinals. Tanner Cowan of Centerville, congratulations, and way to go, Big Reds.
This coming in, tell Shadow, keep his head up, finish like a champion. We're rooting for you over in Blakesburg. So texts keep rolling in here.
We'll have a feature match again here in a quarterfinal. We might bring in Dakota Simmons Fairfield. His 125-pound match will be coming up in moments.
Of course, we're keeping our eye out for 135, Matt White. Will be our featured matchup coming up here real shortly. As we keep moving along here, we're at 119. We had Dalton Kingery of Prairie City Monroe. We're going to keep an eye on at 119. And Paige Bradley wins the stakes, courtesy of Bogey Steakhouse. Congratulations,
you know,
Paige Bradley.
That just doesn't seem right to me, because Paige Bradley is a pretty good employee at Bogey Steakhouse.
I think we just busted her on that one. Congratulations, Tanner Cowan of Centerville with the pin. And Chattel Leshen, as you just heard here, had a tough loss. He lost by pin, but he rolled into it, guys. He really was giving a great effort. And
well,
he'll go back and reflect on that.
He had a great first period. He got a couple takedowns at the very, very end of that first period. He gave up an escape. I thought that that split second, I thought it was the right call by the official. But just an aggressive move by Shadow Leshen, trying to roll out of a little bit of trouble. Quarterfinal action at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. A little bit of a mistake when your shoulders are exposed to the mat. That's what winds up happening.
Dakota Simmons. Joe Crawl wins the bogeys. I had it backwards. Joe Crawl won the stakes. And Paige Bradley wins the flowers, courtesy of Accent Floral. We had flowers and steaks. You can't beat that combination. Accent Floral stepping up. Paige, you win some flowers. And Joe Crawl, you win the steaks.
And thanks very much to Kevin and Tony Walters at Bogey Steakhouse for that $20 steak gift certificate. And thank you very much to Accent Floral on the south side of the Albee Square. We are bringing it live to you, folks. It is Class 2A quarterfinal action. We have mats, eight of them, down here on the floor of the Wells Fargo Arena. We're bringing you this live high school championship wrestling action from the Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair here, joined by Jason Summers and Kevin Cochran. And we are having fun bringing it to you. Give us your calls. Give us your texts. Send us your emails. We'd love to hear back from you.
I believe we're on mat number four. We should be here with 125. You guys can help me out on that. 125, it should be Dakota Simmons of Fairfield taking on Ryan Matley of Grinnell. And then Dalton Kingery, I believe, is mat five. So four and five going for us.
I utilize my binoculars here, and I see a Fairfield Trojan in the green leg bands here on mat number four, Jason.
So that means that Simmons is out in front here, 4-1. Get that on the escape, 4-2 now. Simmons out in front of Matherly of Grinnell.
Hey, folks, we're bringing you all the Southern Iowa wrestlers. Fairfield at the edge of the 96.7 footprint. You know somebody over there in Fairfield that thinks they might want to hear it live from the well. Give them a call. Let them know that 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com is your exclusive source for Southern Iowa sports. Listen on in.
We're at 125, and we're bringing you the contest. Dakota Simmons is out in front here, 4-2, over Ryan Matherly of Grinnell. On the other mat, Joe, we have Dalton Kingery of Precy and Monroe. And trying to get how they got the bands on the ankles there.
Which mat is that, Jason? I'll try to find it for you with
number
my...
five.
Mat number five.
As they have a blood timeout over here on mat number four. And our matchup, Dakota Simmons of Fairfield taking on Ryan Matherly of Grinnell.
And Prairie City Monroe is the green leg-banded wrestler on mat number four, Jason.
So they're trailing right now.
Looks like he's wrestling a Davenport Assumption wrestler.
Yes, that is correct. On mat number five, it's Dalton Kingery and Topher Carton of Davenport Assumption.
Davenport Assumption, folks. Class 2A wrestling, always a tough one. Coach Cochran, you've been up here between Veterans Memorial Auditorium and Wells Fargo Arena. Which one of these venues do you think is more fun for these wrestlers and these fans?
For the wrestlers, I'd have to say probably Wells Fargo is a better arena. For the fans, I have to say Vets. For the simple fact, I think, as a coach and as a wrestler, the Wells Fargo venue is a lot easier to get around. You don't have near the people to be going through. But from a spectator standpoint, it felt like at Vets you were right on top of the mat. And you could get right to your team. They shuffled you in, shuffled you out, and it was a little more electrifying. But if you've never witnessed that before, you really don't have anything to compare it to. So you really just can't beat the state of Iowa wrestling tournament in general.
Well, Coach Cochran, ESPN Sports calls Iowa High School Wrestling Championships one of the must-see events for the sporting fan in the United States, and I can't disagree with him one bit. The drama that we have seen unfold here today with Class 1A, the quarterfinal matches, every match it seems like the competition gets better and better, closer and closer. The cream rises to the top, and we have a ton of fun bringing it to the folks on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com live here from the well.
At the two-minute mark, we still have a blood timeout. Dakota Simmons going into the second period is ahead of Ryan Matherly of Grinnell. He's out in front 4-2.
Our PCM wrestler, he trails his Davenport Assumption opponent 6-2 with a minute 17 remaining in that contest. Davenport Assumption wrestler on top. He's trying to turn his opponent over here with the leg in. He's going to try to power half. He's starting to count back points. Your score now is going to be either 8-2 or 9-2 as we count down through 1 minute left in that 119-pound quarterfinal match.
With 1:50 to go, second period, it is Dakota Simmons of Fairfield out in front of Ryan Matherly of Grinnell. And Matherly starts in the down position and has started in the second period and working his way to try to get an escape here with 1:43 to go at second period.
Hey, Prairie City fans, Dalton Kingery, he fights off his back there, gets the escape. He trails now 9-3, counting down through 35 seconds left in that match. He's taken down again by his Assumption opponent, Topher Carton. Very tough wrestler there, Topher Carton. He brings an undefeated 39-0 record into this match. He'll go to 40-0 with 19 seconds to go.
He shot in there. On Simmons at Fairfield, 1:15 to go, second period. He's out in front, 5-2. And we're bringing you live wrestling coverage. This is a 125 weight class. Matt White up at 135 to come here just shortly. Here's a shot in there by Matherly of Grinnell.
That's Simmons. Simmons in on the shot. That's right. They got the same color singlets. It is kind of hard to keep track of them, but hopefully if Simmons can score two right here on the edge, nope, they go out of bounds.
I'll pay a little bit of attention here to the bout on mat number three. See if we can find out who Eric Freed from Clark of Osceola is going to wrestle in his elimination match in the Constellations.
Again, Simmons still out in front here. 5-2. 39 seconds to go in the second period. And they'll go off the edge of the mat, right back to the center of the mat. 31 seconds, second period. Simmons of Fairfield, Matherly of Grinnell. They'll circle around the inner circle. Matherly takes a shot, fought off by Simmons. We got 135 coming up. Matt White on deck.
Matt White, the stalwart Albia senior. He's going for his quarterfinal win. He's got a tough opponent. He's drawn. But Matt White, we're used to great things from him, aren't we?
Absolutely. And he's been focused. I think Rick Whistler said it best. He looks right through the wrestler. Right through his opponent. We'll go down to Rick Whistler here in just a second as we get set up for our next match. But here on mat number five, as they shuffle people through, or mat number four, it is Simmons out in front, 5-2. Simmons riding on top to open up this third period, just underway.
High above the mats and high fidelity, we're bringing you the Iowa High School Quarterfinal Wrestling Championships, quarterfinal round, Class 2A. We're going to feature a lot of great wrestling here tonight. Albia, Centerville, Clark of Osceola. We're going to have a consolation match with Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter. We've got some Davis County wrestling going on, Prairie City, Monroe, and Fairfield.
Simmons took a shot from Fairfield on Matherly. Matherly fought it off. Simmons out in front here, 5-3. Is he... work to greet each other. Here's a shot by Matherly. And a counter. And Simmons in and trying to work it over. Now Simmons gets the takedown. He's going to be out in front 7-3. 109 to go, third period. Coach, had you not corrected me on the singlets, we would have been in trouble because I was going the wrong direction.
Well, luckily it's the way we needed to go with Simmons on top of Fairfield.
Congratulations, Simmons of Fairfield. He is going to advance. 51 seconds left. If nothing out of the ordinary occurs, he's got a 7-3 lead. 45 seconds left in his 125-pound quarterfinal match. He's going to advance to the semifinals with a 43-second job riding out his opponent.
We are now starting the 135 weight class, so Matt White is going to be coming up here very shortly. I imagine the next open mat will open it up for Matt White and his contest. But right now it's Simmons of Fairfield out in front, 7-4 after he cuts Matherly with 30 seconds to go. Matherly on the prowl trying to attack Simmons. Simmons takes a step back. He'll probably get a stalling warning, but he's got some points and a warning to give.
He's got a three-point lead here with 21 seconds left. I know his coaches from Fairfield would like to see him take a shot, be the aggressor, and make sure that this match ends with him on top.
7-4, 16 seconds to go. Simmons took a shot. Matherly fought it off. Go to final 10 seconds. And I heard Matt White's name get called, and we're going down to Rick Whistler right after this. And Fairfield's with 1 second left. He trails 8-6. We're going over to number 8. And Matt White will be there with 1 second left. Here's a shot in there, and Simmons will hold on for Fairfield. Rick Whistler, you're down on the mats, courtesy of Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home, as you make your way over. What was the look on Matt White's face when he came out of that tunnel?
Very determined, just like he was last night. I wouldn't expect anything different. He knows he's got a big test tonight, but I think he's mentally prepared.
Coach, have you seen Cadle wrestle?
I haven't seen him this year, but I just know the name, and I've seen him in the past, and he's definitely got a quality opponent here tonight, and I'm going to guess if he can get past this one, his road to the state finals, he'll probably have Tyler Patton of Webster City, but You know what? The way I've seen Matt wrestle most of the year, I wouldn't bet against him at any point, I don't think.
We get underway here in the first period. Matt White, Albia, Jake Cadle, New London, Mount Union, Winfield, Mount Union, White in on the single leg. Two losses between these wrestlers. Matt White, number one ranked, Cadle, number three ranked. You have got a barn burner. This side of the bracket has got the two best wrestlers on this side of the bracket competing against each other here in the quarterfinals. Matt White with the quick shot in there takes it off the mat, and we're going to reset at the center with a minute 35 to go.
Cadle sticking that arm out there, grabbing onto White's head, trying to fill each other out. Here's a shot by Matt. He's in on that single leg. He's got the head on the inside.
He's got the single leg in with head on the inside. Give Cadle credit. He's putting the whizzer in. He's trying to get his hips in close to Matt White. Matt's going to try to elevate Cadle with a deep single leg in here near the edge of the mat. No score yet. Effective whizzer by Cadle. White in on the single leg. Count down through a minute, 4 seconds left. Things are up in the air, folks. This is exciting wrestling action. It's in the balance right now. Two great wrestlers. 135-pounder Matt White against Jake Cadle from Winfield, Mount Union, New London's Jake Cadle. It's a great match here near the edge of the mat. No score.
We're going to take and keep our eyes out for Kyler Rischer as he comes out, and he'll be wrestling at 140. And we'll have these matches simultaneously. Matt White, no score, still has that single leg up, has the leg up off the ground.
He's still holding on to that same leg that he shot in there a minute ago, folks. And that is a testament to Jake Cadle's great counter here with this whizzer. Matt White unable to take him down here. 22 seconds left. White in charge on offense, but unable to score.
They about need to get out of bounds so they can come back and regroup. The thing is, I think when Matt gets in on a single, he needs to try to take him down as quickly as possible, because the longer they stay in the air, the more advantage Cadle's going to get to try to defend it.
I don't disagree with that for 1 second, Coach Cochran. And as time expires in this first period, we have a scoreless tie.
Kyler Rischer going at it on mat number three. No score, just underway first period. 34 seconds to go in the opening period, and we'll keep an eye on both of these matches.
Folks, this is what we're talking about. This is Southern Iowa Wrestling. Quarterfinal action at the Class 2A Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Matt White from Albia, Kyler Rischer from Centerville. We're bringing it to you live on 96.7 and KIICradio.com. 135-pounder Matt White. He is in the down position to start the second period. 2 minutes to go here, second period. They start.
Rischer fought off a charge by Nesser of Webster City. And I think we're going to go into the second period with no score. But Nessa took a shot in there at Rischer. Rischer fought it off and was able to hold him off to go to the second period, no score.
And this is what happens, folks, when you get into the quarterfinals. The compression of quality is not equal. You can have the two best wrestlers in the state find each other in the second match. And that is exactly what I think we might be seeing down here on mat number eight with our very own Matt White trying to struggle out of a down position, counting down through a minute and 20 seconds left in the second period. 135-pound quarterfinal, Matt White against Jake Cadle.
White in the down position, Cadle on top. Cadle started the period on top as Matt White had chose bottom. White trying to get to his base. Has one foot up, one leg up, now to both legs.
We've got two Southern Iowa wrestlers, Albion and Centerville, going right now. 135 pounds, 140 pounds, and there has been no score in either one of these two cream-of-the-crop matches.
Cadle putting White back on the mat. Cadle did a good job of fighting off a run that Cadle was trying to put on to get White over on his back, and White fought it off for 42 seconds to go. Cadle's riding White out here in the second period.
Cadle just got warned for stalling, folks. With 35 seconds left here in the second period of this scoreless match, Jake Cadle is high. Matt White's
trying to come out
the backside. Cadle trying to put the legs in. White with 27 seconds left. If he can scoot out the back, he will score the reversal, but Cadle effectively gets that leg back in, gets his hips settled, and with 18 seconds to go, looks like he's going to ride Matt White for the entire second period.
Over on the other mat, Kyler Rischer. Still a no score over there. Second period, 1-1 to go. Rischer on top. Started in the position on top and continues to ride out on top here.
Well, Jason Summers, that's the second time that I've seen anybody ride Matt White for two-minute period. And We're in a dogfight here at 135 pounds, folks. Hey, Albia fans, you're listening on 96.7. Hug your radios. Grab those radios. Root on Matt White. He's in the third period. He's got 2 minutes to go in his quarterfinal match. It's a scoreless tie. Matt White settles in on top of Jake Cadle. White covers. Off the whistle. First move. Stand up by Cadle. Back down to the mat by White. He takes him down. He's trying a chicken wing. He's got the deep waist in. Deep waist being applied by Matt White. How's things going with Tanner Cowan from Centerville, Jason?
Well, we got Kyler Risher over here on mat number three, and it's no score. 13 seconds go, second period. Risher has effectively ridden out this entire second period on top of Nessa. And Matt White back here out at 135, mat number eight. And White trying to do the same thing to his opponent as Cadle had done to him. That's riding him out for an entire 2 minutes.
Very exciting action here at the 2A quarterfinal matches. Tanner Cowan from Centerville already advancing to the semifinals. Matt White, the 135-pounder from Albia, in a dogfight with a minute and 13 seconds left, a switch and a re-switch. White still in control, trying to execute the tilt. Unable, with a minute and 4 seconds left in this scoreless tie, third period action, 55 seconds and counting down. Matt White working hard, deep waist in, trying to get this chicken wing and score a point here.
Over on the other mat with Kyler Risher. Risher started the third period on bottom. There is no score. He was able to effectively ride out Nessa that entire second period. Risher with an escape would certainly give him the advantage here with 1:56 to go.
And with 47 seconds left in the regulation of Matt White's 135-pound quarterfinal match, Matt White gets a stalling call. We're going to reset at the center. So both wrestlers have been called once for stalling. That might be significant if we go to overtime here, Jason.
Risher right at the edge of the mat trying to get the escape, and they're going to go off the mat back to the center. Again, Matt White over here trying to ride out his opponent, Cadle.
Cadle's first move there was a stand-up taken away effectively by Matt White, and counting down through the last half minute of his 135-pound quarterfinal match, Matt White is in a scoreless tie with Jake Cadle of Winfield Mount Union New London.
Unbelievable. In 18 seconds, White has that right arm back, trying to get the chicken wing in. Over here, Kyler Risher trying to get the escape. Nearly got it, but Nessa was able to recover and put Risher back down on the mat. We've seen a lot of riding on both these mats.
Matt White out front right now, and with 2 seconds to go, it looks like we're going to have a scoreless tie.
Wilder.
6 minutes, no points scored. Matt White from Albia, Jake Cadle from Winfield Mount Union, New London. They're going to overtime here. 1 minute period here in sudden death.
Over on the other mat, 1 minute to go. The exact same contest. 0-0 score. Both Nessa and Risher are able to ride each other here with 54 seconds to go. Here's Matt White in on a single leg. He gets up Cadle. Got him up on one leg. White trying to, he's got the head on the inside. If he can get the takedown here, still got it up in the air. Got some separation here. White fighting for the takedown here.
Cadle in trouble here. Matt White in deep on a single leg. He shot in on the double, switched over to single. I think if Matt White could go to the head, he would be able to get this takedown. He's hanging on to the leg now desperately. A great whizzer. And now, with 26 seconds left, Matt White elevates.
He's trying to get the takedown. Got his head out. He's got the takedown. Coach Winger's charging for it. 19 seconds to go. Matt's got to get that leg around.
Cadle has still got his arm in on
the way. Takedown, Matt White, 13 seconds to go.
13 seconds left. Matt White advances to the semifinals. A sudden death overtime win for Matt White. Congratulations, Matt White, all the White family. Albia Blue Demon wrestlers have got a semifinalist. Matt White, way to go.
He came out determined. He looks right through the wrestler. Rick Whistler, you're down there. Matt Sykes, courtesy of Senator Piercebacher Funeral Home. How about that?
That was something else. I got to tell you, there was never any fear in Matt's face. He just looked confident. Even going into that third period when he had to ride him out for 2 minutes, his expression never changed, not once.
Well, folks, we are not neglecting Kyler Risher in his 140-pound quarterfinal match. With 26 seconds remaining, there's a blood timeout right now. It's a 0-0 score in that 140-pound match. And my goodness, while that blood timeout is occurring, from the 2A quarterfinals, way to go, Matt White. What a great overtime win with just a progressive takedown. That was a double leg that went to a single leg that progressed into a reversal as a takedown, Coach Cochran.
Risher gets to his feet, and off the edge of the mat they go.
That was a big win for Matt White.
Huge.
You know, Cadle's a great opponent, been here before. I think he's placed in the top three or four the last year. And, you know, if Matt keeps his head screwed on, I think it might be
Richard trying to get the switch here. Sorry about that, guys, but Richard with 14 seconds to go trying to get the switch, trying to get that leg out to get the escape.
Stalling is being called on Richard's opponent. We're going to reset it with 12 seconds to go. Stalling has been called. Kyler Richard is in a scoreless tie with 12 seconds remaining in regulation of his 140-pound quarterfinal match.
Richard on the bottom position. Tied score, stands straight up. Richard trying to break the hands. Goes to the edge of the mat and will go off the edge of the mat as Nessa was holding on for dear life. Now, there's been a stalling call already on Nessa. That could be used here. 5 seconds to go, no score. Final period of regulation. Richer on bottom, looking to that first move right here, guys, so important.
Well, I expect to see Kyler Richer plow out of that. We're going to have Matt Poe competing simultaneously with Kyler Richer, Jason. Folks back home, here we go.
Six.
This is quarterfinal fun. We've got Albia's Dakota Poe. We've got Centerville's Kyler Richer. We have simultaneously broadcast Matt White's exciting overtime win against his New London opponent, Jay Cadle. How could it be any better than this, wrestling fans in Southern Iowa?
We're still working on that blood timeout. Dakota Poe right in front of us here on mat number six will come out. Poe will take on Nick Winter.
That blood timeout is at Kyler Richer's quarterfinal match. He is in a scoreless tie with 6 seconds remaining in regulation. Dakota Poe takes the mat now at 152 pounds.
And they're going to give a caution to one of the wrestlers for starting a little too quickly.
Nick Winter from MFL Marmac, he jumped the whistle.
Here's a throw by Poe, but they'll go off the edge of the mat.
I don't think that's probably what Coach wanted to see right out of the bat from Dakota.
Let's go to the final 6 seconds as Richer sets up at the middle of the mat. Final 6 seconds, Kyler Richer at 140, and they come set. Nessa, Richer tries to do a quick spin out, gets to his feet, trying to get through their hands, switches it around, can he get the escape? 1 second to go, and he does! Kyler Richer with the win, with a desperate move, makes it right at the edge of the mat as time expires. Kyler Richer, Matt White with two amazing last-second wins for both of their teams.
Well, that was at the end of regulation for Kyler Richer. He hit a stand-up switch, and at the very edge of the mat, you didn't know if the official was going to give it to him. I'm sure that his opponent's fans are disappointed with that result, but it was the right one. Congratulations, Kyler Richer. Last-second escape. He wins 1-0. He advances to the semifinals for the Centerville Big Reds. Let's go, Southern Iowa Wrestling. Here we go, Dakota Poe. We're counting down Dakota Poe at 152 pounds. He has 1 minute and 20 seconds left in his 152-pound quarterfinal match. No score.
Winter takes a shot. He's in on a double leg, and Dakota just throws him out of bounds.
And in my excitement, I lied about the score there, folks. Dakota Poe leads now 1-0. His opponent has had a penalty called on him of some sort. And if I could get a text from somebody that's listening in here on the
Rick Whistler's right down there, Matt side. Rick, courtesy of Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Monuments. Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home's Monument. Rick, what was the reasoning behind the 1 point award to Dakota Poe?
I never did catch it. Didn't find out what it was.
He's right behind the coaching staff, so he would have a good eye. Here's a shot in there by Winter, fought off by Poe. But Poe out in front, 1-0, 44 seconds go, opening period. Kyler Richer, Matt White with exciting 1 point wins for both the Centerville Big Red and the Blue Demons here in two-way action. White got it in overtime. Richer with the last second escape.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we are bringing you live quarterfinal wrestling action from the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships quarterfinal action. Dakota Poe from Albia trying to earn his spot in the semifinals at 152 pounds. There's 20 seconds left in this first period. He leads 1-0. They're both on their feet in the neutral position. With 14 seconds to go, Dakota Poe has his opponent tied up near the edge of the mat. They'll reset going out of the bounds. 10 seconds to go.
Dakota Poe meets out at the center of the mat with Winter. Boy, Poe's got those leg bands. They have it on the scoreboard. He's green. I want to make sure that we have that right. Joe, you have your binoculars on. You can check that out. Because the score is 1-0. Green 1, red nothing. On the permanent scoreboards, it shows that Dakota Poe is the number 3 wrestler, which is red.
Well, there's a little bit of conflict on that.
Yes.
The score might be 1-0 Poe trailing, and it might be 1-0 Poe leading.
We're going to have to get this.
I think he's down. The other kid's the green.
Can you give us confirmation on that, Rick Whistler? You're Matt Side with the Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home and Monument. Matt Side, Mike.
What was you guys wanting to know?
Is Dakota with the red stripes on or the green?
Dakota has red.
Okay. So Dakota trails 1-0.
Got the red.
Okay, we just want to make sure that we're giving it the right score here. But he trails 1-0 here. Not certain as to what or how that 1 point was earned.
As we start the second period, Dakota Poe is in the down position.
Breaks the hands, trying to get the escape here. The start of the second period, Poe trailing by one.
Minute 49 left here, second period action. 1-0, you're scored 152 pounds, Dakota Poe.
Now, if he don't come up, he should get nailed for stolen right here.
Well, I'm wondering about why stalling wasn't called a little bit earlier, but here we are at 152 pounds. Dakota Poe trailing. He's on the bottom. A minute and 29 seconds left. Second period action. Dakota Poe of Albia. Stand up. Tries to switch.
Winner doing a good job of putting Poe back down, but Dakota's had a couple of nice moves here. He's got to get out here with 1:15 to go right at the edge of the mat. Still trying to figure out how that point was earned.
Nick Winter, NFL Marmac, senior with a 39-3 record, going up against Albia's Dakota Poe, a senior with a 38-4 record. These two tough action. The cream rises to the top here in Class 2A. Dakota Poe, restart on the whistle, hits a switch, grabs head on the way by, and
there
he's out, folks. He's out. It's 1-1.
Dakota Poe going off the edge of the mat. They're still wrestling here. Tied at one, under a minute to go, second period. They'll go back to the center of the mat, set things back up.
I really like to see Dakota Poe tying up this match. Like to see him get a quick takedown here. All season long, it seemed to me like Dakota Poe has done a fantastic job wrestling from in front and level, and coming from behind are problems for him.
A throw attempt by a winner, fought off by Poe. Both wrestlers.
43 really seconds left here, second period. 1-1 tied, Dakota Poe from Albia.
Just getting this text in. Cardiac Kid, way to go, Matt. J&J, you are doing a great job. Larry and Rose, Lenny, thanks for listening, guys.
We have more than one Cardiac Kid. I'm going to give Dakota Poe a little cardiac award right now. With 30 seconds to go in the second period of his 152-pound quarterfinal match, we're getting some blood time for the MFL Marmac wrestler, Nick Winter. He is a tough competitor.
I got a question here coming in for Rick Whistler, and I didn't have a visual on this, so Rick can help me out. This coming in for Coach Marty Hermson. Did Rick throw a hat during White's match? That was the key question that was given out to Coach Whistler down on the mat.
No. Thank you, though, Marty. I appreciate that.
That's a little internal youth football.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, the blood timeout will come right back to the center of the mat. 1-1 score here.
29 seconds left in the second period of this 152-pound quarterfinal match featuring Matt White, the Albia senior, Dakota Poe, the Albia senior, against Nick Winter, MFL.
Trying to keep a lookout for 171, and that'll be a match that we'll keep an eye on. Jeff Guttery of Fairfield and Jake Ryder of Union.
Poe in there on a double leg right there, and an excellent job by Winter hitting a switch. That was a takedown and a reversal, and now back to a reswitch.
No points earned.
Near wow. Takedown there by Dakota Poe. My goodness, that was a...
We are going to have our third straight Nitro moment. I have that feeling.
Well, those of you that are on heart medications listening in on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com, make sure that you have your nitroglycerin handy, because it looks to me like this could be one of those nights where we have barn-burning action all the way through 103 to 285.
Okay, they're going to meet at the center of the mat.
Neutral position.
MFL Marmac toes down, and then Dakota Poe said, I'm gonna give you your one, and we're gonna go on our feet. So the score's 2-1. Dakota Poe is down.
Very good here. 1:50 to go, third period. Poe trailing by one right at the edge of the mat, right in front of the Albia coaching staff.
Dakota Poe, the Albia senior, 152-pounder, with a minute 40 left in this quarterfinal match, needs a takedown to take the lead. He trails 2-1. Third period action. We're counting down for you here at the well.
Shot in there by Winter right at the edge of the mat. They'll go back to the center of the mat and set things up. 2-1 now out in front is Winter. Dakota Poe trailing here with a minute 28 to go.
And Jason, both of these wrestlers have a good sweat going. Dakota Poe in there with the double leg, countered by Winter. He sprawls back. Wouldn't be surprised to see the officials give him a little bit of a stalling call. Stalemate called now. Minute 17 left, folks. Third period action. Dakota Poe from Albia trails Nick Winter MFL Marmac.
Another blood timeout. I think both wrestlers now have it on him.
I like the choice that Dakota made to put him on his feet. I mean, it seems like he's pushed him and he's got in on some good shots. Plus, with him being behind, it's going to force him to wrestle. I like that a lot better than trying to just ride it out and take it in overtime.
Well, the other thing that I think that I see here is with Dakota Poe being the more aggressive wrestler, usually up here state, the officials will be quicker to call stalling than you see sometimes in tournaments, weekend tournaments, and duels during the week.
Way to fight, Matt, from Angie Ford. My texts keep rolling in. Glad to have all of you along tonight on a heart-pounding evening of wrestling.
If you're just joining us, folks, we have had barn-burning wrestling action. Right now we're bringing it to you live. 152 pounds, Matt White from Albia in a dogfight. He trails his 152-pound opponent, Nick Winter, by a 2-1 score with a minute 6 seconds left in this match in regulation.
Dakota Poe right at the edge of the mat gets the two-point takedown. Boy, a quick switch there. Winter had taken a shot. Poe took and fought it off and then made his own move of his own right at the edge of the mat, and they'll go right to the center of the mat. A 3-2 lead for Dakota Poe.
That was a double-leg shot by Winter. Poe countered with an underhook and threw him to his back.
Now,
and
here's
Poe with a half
wing.
Nelson is going to score back points, folks. He's got it in tight. He's got it in deep with 53
seconds
left.
He can get the pin right here.
Dakota Poe, chest to chest. He's got the half Nelson in. If he can reverse the half, I think you'll see with 46 seconds left, Dakota Poe will get the pin.
Poe hanging on tight, trying to get the pin here and earn you guys a steak and some roses back in southern Iowa. 37 seconds to go. Poe hanging on tight.
Poe way out high on top. He has to go to the figure four on the head. If he can wear his opponent out with 29 seconds left, he will score the pin. It's a figure four on the head. Figure four on the head with the arm bar. Figure four on the head. It's a total classic figure four.
Both the shoulders are on the mat. I don't know how much you can get flatter than that. Unless it was one of the Centerville Pancake Day pancakes.
Folks, your score is Dakota Poe ahead, 3-2.
10 seconds
left. He has 10 seconds.
Got the pin and scores the pin. Dakota Poe, and get on those phones, 641-932-2112. Someone's going to win a Bogey Steakhouse gift certificate and a dozen roses courtesy of Accent Floral. 932-2112. Dakota Poe with two pins here in the state tournament.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you. With about 7 seconds left to go, Dakota looked up at the clock and smiled. Knew he had him.
Well, he knew he had the 6-2 lead. He was counting back points. He had that figure four in there and was able to raise his opponent's head off the mat. That's only the fourth time that kid has been beat all year, and I would be willing to guarantee it's the first time he's been pinned, maybe in his whole high school career. Congratulations, Dakota Poe and the whole Poe family and all of Albia Wrestling Nation.
Hey, Rick, I got to ask you a question. Do you have any of those nitro pills I can borrow?
I tell you what, I was about ready to take one myself, I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh, what a run here. Three consecutive matches that we have seen everything left on the mat.
That was just wild.
And I know you're going to work to get Rick Wisser, our mat side roving reporter, will look to get an interview with Dakota Poe, victorious here at 152. And what a run we've had, gentlemen.
We are getting some awesome shouts out that we haven't been able to get to because the wrestling action has been so hot and furious. Want to thank all the Albia, Centerville, everyone in southern Iowa that's listening to us live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. It's live wrestling action. It's the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And my goodness, Jason, what a great performance. And would you rather be anywhere else or listening to anything else than this wrestling action tonight?
When they tell you it's 66 degrees in the middle of February and you choose to be inside because it's so much better in here, that tells you that something special is going on.
We've had a great bunch of wrestling, and the close matches have gone Southern Iowa's way tonight here at Class 2A. We had an overtime match. Matt White, folks, exciting overtime win. He scores the takedown in overtime to advance to semifinals. Kyler Rischer, Centerville's 140-pounder, with a very, very last split-second escape, scores a 1-0 advance to the semifinals, and you just heard Dakota Pose pin. Hey, what do you got down on the deck for us there, Rick Whistler?
Well, Rick's working to get with one of the wrestlers there for us. I lined up an interview. Let's go back to the sports studio. Jay Mill, you're back there on the board keeping us all up and going. And, man, we are bringing some exciting wrestling coverage live from Wells Fargo Arena.
That's awesome. Shauna Griffin, a great lady with a great husband. Her husband gave his kidney to his cousin and extended his life. Great family of the Griffins.
Jason and Joe, you guys are doing a great job. Good job to all of our wrestlers from Jim Ford.
Andy Robinson from Centerville and Richard Ludington from Eddyville want to say go Southern Iowa Wrestling.
Where's the Nitro? Go Big Blue. Wow, speechless. Keep it up, boys. Love you.
Kevin Walters, it was worth the steak dinner. Great job, Tota. Kevin and Tony Walters, way to go.
If you were chewing on a steak during that match, you probably need the Heimlich maneuver put on you right now.
Bob Sennett, if those two matches don't make the goosebumps go crazy, then I don't know what would. Go Albia.
Guys, let's take a breather. Come back here and recap where we've been and where we're going to go when we come back high above the mats and high fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Coach Kevin Cochran, and Rick Whistler, Matt Side, Jason Summers will be right back with you right here from Wells Fargo Arena.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Quicktron was established in Albia in 1992 and has been a local supporter of the surrounding communities since then. Hard work, dedication, and community support are the necessary ingredients for a winning team and a successful business. Quicktron is now accepting applications for production associates, purchasing specialists, inside sales reps, and for a technical data entry position.
I know it won't be easy getting to the final, but you got to feel real good about getting that one behind you, don't you, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I feel great. The kid was a great wrestler. He knew how to stuff my shots, but I had more conditioning in the end, was able to finish it.
Matt, what were you thinking about there as you went into to overtime? What was your real thoughts knowing that you had to get those points?
I knew his shot on his feet. I've been working it all day just thinking about how to stuff his shot. And the first period, I knew he couldn't even come close to getting the shot, and I could get in there nice and deep. So all I was thinking was, I got to finish it now or never.
Well, Matt, Joe here again. You twice have mentioned the phrase, stuff the shot. You had a really deep shot there in the second period. Looked like you were, or first period, looked like you were going to be able to achieve that takedown. Looked like he put a whizzer in there and got his hips next to you. What happened there that kept you from getting that takedown?
Every time I got in on my single leg, he kept grabbing at my hands. You know, I got a few cuts on my wrists and stuff where he was clawing, but he knew how to stop a single leg by grabbing my hands. I couldn't get a good grip to dump it or even pit it up high.
Well, have you had a chance to talk with Shadow as he gets ready to come back out here?
No, I haven't got to talk to him yet, but I'm sure he's getting nice and fired up.
Absolutely. Well, a great run by you and Dakota. Go and enjoy the moment. And we're looking forward to more action found of you guys to Friday to set you up for the championship.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations to Albia's Matt White. He's a semifinalist at 135 pounds. Matt White, great overtime win against a tough opponent. Puts his only second loss on him. Katie there from Winfield Mount Union, great wrestler there. And congratulations, Matt White.
I'll tell you what, I was talking to him.
Hey, Jim.
I was talking to Matt while you were when he was talking about the cuts on his arms, and I looked at his arms. He's got about three cuts on his arms. That kid must have really been digging in.
Well, you were Rick. You were sitting right behind the coaching bench. What were their coaches saying to their wrestlers as they come off the mat?
You know, you mean in the Matt White contest?
Yes.
Their coaches were just, you know, they were trying to get him to take a shot. And the kid, he seemed to be more in tune to the defensive side, you know, throwing in the wizard, trying to reverse, you know, trying to counter off of him. But Matt wasn't having any part of it. And it's like I said earlier, and I just talked to Matt, and I said, never any fear. And he said, no, said never was. So he's a very confident young man.
Well, Albie's Matt White is a very intelligent young man. He's going to be an engineering student at a very excellent, fine technical college, Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa, next year. And my congratulations, and I think the whole entire listening audience of 96.7 KIIC go out in those congratulations. Way to go, Matt White.
And Van Meter's Jimmy Szczynski will likely be going at the same time at 112. And you're going to have to help me on those numbers if I can pull out the...
Szczynski's number 12. His opponent in his 112-pound wrestleback match is going to be Kyler Springer from Davenport Assumption. Springer's number. And, folks, we have got reams of paper, loads of information. We are high above the mats in high fidelity. We're four stories above the mats. We frequently utilize binoculars to identify things on the mats down below us. There are eight mats below us. They're lined up in tandem, two wide from north to south, one and two through seven and eight. We've got a broadcast booth courtesy of Joe Millage and KIIC Radio, and we're broadcasting up here from this booth. We've got papers on the walls, papers on the floor, papers on the counter in front of us, and we are identifying and trying to bring you all the action, identifying it before it starts, and trying to get to be able to bring you the action while it happens. And what a great storied environment that we are enjoying here. It's nothing short of the expectations that have been set for decades since they started these championships in 1926, folks. This is a ticket to punch the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships live from Des Moines, the Wells Fargo Arena.
Getting some more texts coming in, and we'll want to hit those. Good job, boys. A job well done. Go Big Blue, Mike and Sue Schroeder. Thanks, JJ and R, for keeping us informed.
Josh Webker texting in. Good work, boys. That broadcast was awesome. Thanks, Josh.
Erica Archibald, great job, Matt and Dakota, and good luck to Shadow from Erica Archibald. Also
Woo-hoo.
Got one here. Congrats. Oh, you got one too, buddy.
Woohoo! Way to go, Kelly Sinclair says.
Congrats, Matt and Tota. After 5 years of watching you boys work so hard, we are so proud, Don and Kerry Brandon. And the texts just keep rolling in. You can send a text. Let us know where you're listening from, 641-799-1437.
We have got some great state wrestling sponsors. Advantage Real Estate, the Albia Chamber of Commerce, Blackbird Primitives, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Frank and Annie Tharp there at Goff and Ash in Albia. And hey, how about Hardee's? Man, oh man, have you tried the best chicken tenderloins ever? Take a chance and try the new chicken tenderloins, and you'll be surprised at what you've been missing. That's Hardee's in Albia.
Now, I can vouch for this guy, B&W Plumbing and Heating. If you have a wax ring that when you go to fix it isn't wax, call Rick Whistler at B&W Plumbing and Heating. He fixed my toilet. He's fixed my sink. He's fixed my shower. He's fixed my furnace. He does it all. Give Rick a call. He's not only great on the mat, on the mic, but he's also great with a wrench and with a furnace.
And, folks, this is a great opportunity for us in all of this excitement to be able to acknowledge our fantastic sponsors that make this broadcast possible, because they are not going to start the elimination consolation matches until the last quarterfinal match has been completed, and that was a 285-pound match that just
What's
got done.
Bacon?
And we're
going to yeah, hey, appreciate
right
it. Now listen to me. I got things I wanted to tell you about.
The stuff we've already talked about. I already know that.
Here in just minutes, we'll see Jimmy Szczynski.
Szczynski's
son. In just moments, it's all fun. It's all good. We're bringing it live to you from Des Moines. The Wells Fargo Arena is the venue.
Let's go, Shadow. Tough loss.
That ain't whack.
Love, Dylan.
That ain't whack. That ain't wax.
That ain't wax.
What is it?
Thanks, Joe, for the remembering.
Also want to thank our other sponsors here for State Wrestling, the Snack Shack, Star Civic Law Firm, Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance, Quicktron, a great Albia employer, and another great Albia employer, Superior Machine Works. Thanks very much to out there. Conley Spray Foam, they're a State Wrestling sponsor, as is Dr. Matt Sarver. He's your chiropractor at the south end of Albia. Mike Berry, a county supervisor. We got great sponsors bringing it all to you. We're bringing it to you live from the Wells Fargo Arena. It's Southern Iowa Wrestling. We've had a focus tonight, folks, on Albia Wrestling, Centerville Wrestlers. We're going to have an elimination match featuring Clark of Osceola Wrestler, Jimmy Szczynski from Van Meter, and we've also got Davis County Wrestling here in a little bit.
Just about to get set here at 103. Shadow Leshen goes out, grabs on the red. So at least we'll know he's in the red.
Shadow Leshen puts on his red leg bands. His opponent here in his 103-pound match,
Austin Bainbridge of
Austin Bainbridge from Sheldon. Bainbridge from Sheldon. He brings in a 33-10 record to this 103-pound elimination match, folks. Every match that we call now is going to be brought to you by somebody who has won one and lost one. And the loser goes home. The winner is going to compete and try to get third place up here at the Des Moines, Iowa Wrestling Championships. Shadow Leshen, double leg takedown in quickly on the head. He's got the half Nelson in. He's counting back points.
I really look for Shadow to come out here and really take it to him.
Great move there, Shadow Leshen. Two-point move. He's a little bit high, but he's got the cradle in. He's got the cradle in and lock it up. Minute 22 seconds left. Bainbridge is getting hit by a buzzsaw, folks. It's 4-0. Shadow Leshen with the lead. Three back points there from the cradle. 7-0. Shadow Leshen on top. Shadow Leshen looking to advance here to the medal round. He cuts him now. 7-1 your score. A minute left in the first period. All that scoring in less than 1 minute, folks.
He's so quick. Shadow is so quick in that one roll. I know he'd like to take that one roll back, and that match would have been a different story. Here's a shot by Shadow again. Once again, he's in on top. He's got the takedown. He's out in front 9-1 here, 48 ticks on the clock to go here in this first period.
That was actually a really good defensive takedown by Shadow Leshen. He recognized that his opponent, Bainbridge, was going to try to take a shot. He let him take it. He shucked him down to the ground, spun around, got his takedown. 9-1 your score, 35 seconds left. First period action, 103 pounds, Shadow Leshen. Over on mat number 7, we've got Jimmy Szczynski competing in his elimination match, and we'll bring that to you. It's a scoreless match halfway through the first period. Shadow Leshen, 103-pounder from Albia. Shadow Leshen. Shadow is on his back now, folks. He has been turned on his back. I tell you what, Shadow.
Oh, he's so strong, though. He comes right out of that.
Give the one-point escape to his opponent. Shadow looked like he might have a reversal and some back points by his opponent, Bainbridge from Sheldon. My goodness. We go to the second period. 9-2 is your score. Shadow Leshen leads. And, boy, we want to make sure Shadow Leshen stays on his feet, don't we, Coach Cochran?
Yeah, we do. I mean, and he chose neutral right here. It'd be nice to see him what we always call go feet to back and take him right back to his back and pin him and get it over with and get off the mat.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too, Coach Cochran.
Whatever he's done in the locker room back between matches, it looks like he really got motivated because he's wrestling with a lot more aggressive this match than he did his previous match tonight.
He's got the two-point takedown here. It's 11-2. Shadow trying a headlock here. He's way out front. Looks to me like he's just going to try to pin this kid, Coach Cochran.
He's got to keep moving, though. I mean, looks like he stopped for a minute, and he may give up a reversal right here unless he can come out of it.
Bainbridge in on a deep reversal. Make your score now 5-11. That was actually an escape and a takedown. 5-11 your score. Count it up. Minute 17 left in second period. 103-pound elimination match. Shadow Leshen from Albia. Sheldon from Bainbridge from Sheldon. At the edge of the mat, Shadow finds himself thrown to his back, but it's off the mat. Bainbridge trying to drag him back. And my goodness, folks, Shadow Leshen on his back twice in this match. And hope that Shadow pulls it together here. He's going to take the down position, get set. As they went off the mat, there's a minute left here in the second period.
Looks like Coach Tom Pickerel in the corner, not real happy with his wrestling right now. He needs Shadow needs to step up, get an escape, and get back where he's good on his feet and start taking control back of this match.
Well, kids that are watching, what I'm seeing right now is Shadow Leshen being just a little bit too aggressive. Instead of giving up a little bit, he doesn't want to give up anything, and he takes a little bit too aggressive of an approach that way. And I think he's just a little bit too risk-taking there, but he does a good job there of getting the reversal. It's 13-5 now as we come back out of bounds, reset it with 39 seconds left, second period, Coach.
Well, he put him right back on his feet, and I think that's a good game plan. As long as he keeps moving his feet, continues taking down, he may be able to pull out a major, even a tech fall, which would be nice for team points for Albia.
13-6 your score here, 103-pound elimination match. We have Shadow Leshen on top, 13-6. Shadow Leshen could compete and get a third-place bronze medal, and I'm sure that is the coach's and Shadow Leshen's goal here. Jimmy Leshen, the band meter wrestler, he in his elimination match, he finds himself trailing with a minute and 15 left. 3-0 your score there at 112. Shadow Leshen way out high, way out front. I wouldn't expect any other. The takedown occurred there. 13-8 as time expired. They gave that takedown.
Yeah. God. As a coach, you hate to see anybody, you know, give up them team point or them 2 points right at the end of a match because it can really change the momentum going into this next period.
Yeah, it was right at the end of that second period. 2 minutes left, of course.
Unless it was going our way, of course.
Yeah. Elimination match here. Shadow Leshen, Albia's 103-pounder with a 5-point lead. He takes the neutral position. Count the 1 point because he was originally going to be on top. So 9-13 your score now. Shadow Leshen with 4-point lead. Counting down through a minute and 55 seconds left here. 103-pound elimination match. Shadow Leshen. His opponent tries to hit a throw. Shadow quickly with the leg action. Single leg. Now a double leg by his opponent. Bainbridge from Sheldon in deep on a double leg. Score the 2 points. It's 11-13. 2-point lead for Shadow Leshen. And Shadow's on his back out of bounds once again. Third time this match he's been on his back, Coach Cochran.
I know. I mean, I'm not sure which way this thing's going. It keeps going back and forth. And, you know, what I was going to say, Shadow just needs to wrestle smart. I mean, he's ahead in the match. He's not been called for stalling. And, you know, he can play a little bit defense. I mean, he's up by three. He can get taken down.
Right there, he's up by three because Bainbridge let him up. Bainbridge is going to try to take him down again. And with a minute and 22 seconds left, Shadow's got a 3-point lead. It's 11-14. Shadow Leshen of Albia on top. He's in on a single leg. Bainbridge tries to throw.
Shadow throws him right back.
Shadow throws him right back. And that was a power move by Shadow Leshen.
He has that arm back.
He's got the arm pinned back. If he can turn that into a chicken wing, he might be able to turn him and get more. 1 minute left here. 16-11 your score. Shadow Leshen on top. Riding high with the leg in.
Shadow really aggressive on that last move. But here he is. Got him over. And he's getting back. And I see the hand going up. He's wanting to get the back points. Not yet there.
Shadow's got the legs in. He's got a figure four on the body, which is an unusual spot. He's very, very high, folks. At 42 seconds left in this match, I'd like to see Shadow Leshen settle back on the hips or maybe even just let this wrestler up and cut him and have a 4-point lead going in here with 33 seconds left to go. Jimmy Szczynski over here on mat number 8. He trails now 6-0 in his elimination match at 112 pounds.
Shadow Leshen with 38 seconds to go. Out in front, 16-11, third period. And he is going to cover on top of Bainbridge here.
Reset there after they go out of bounds.
Bainbridge does a sit out, and he's back on his feet. Now it's 16-12.
Shadow on top now, 16-12.
His winner shot. Shadow trying to get the throw here.
Well, Shadow
was right to his back. He's going to go right to the back.
We're going to see a pin here, folks. 15 seconds to go.
Shadow Leshen gets the pin. Get those phones ready. Shadow Leshen at 103. He got a nice, comfortable lead, and then a good job by Bainbridge of fighting back, and Shadow gets the pin with 15 seconds to go, third period, 641-932-2112. Roses and steaks. Caller number 10, 641-932-2112. You're going to win some steaks and flowers from Accent Floral, two separate callers.
And
boy,
folks,
that was unbelievable.
While there's a break in Jimmy Szczynski's match, we'll reset that action for you because it happened so fast. Bainbridge, wrestling from behind with less than 30 seconds to go, tried to execute a throw. Shadow, a coach might have wished that he would have just dropped down, gotten lower, and tried to get the takedown. He manned up, muscled up, and answered that ill-advised throw by Bainbridge, threw him to his mat, and his shoulders were solidly pinned. It was 1-2 pin.
Unbelievable. Great job by Shadow Lesh and back-to-back pins.
Jimmy Szczesny now finds himself trailing with 49 seconds left in his 112-pound elimination match. Jimmy Szczesny, he was on the medal stand last year for Van Meter. He has got to make something happen with 47 seconds left. He trails 8-0.
Again, that number for stakes and for roses, 641-932-2112 is the stake and rose line. And just coming in, we got our 10th callers. And, boy, they were just flying in. Well, let's get to some of these great texts. And you got the Van Meter, Jimmy Szczesny going on over here. Van Meter as well. We want to keep up with that one.
Well, Jimmy's having trouble over here on mat number 7. He trails 8-0 with 18 seconds left. Jimmy Szczesny looks like he's going to be eliminated here in the second day of Class 2A.
We're going to go down to Rick Whistler, who's mat side down there on our Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home roving mat side reporter. Rick, can you hear us okay, buddy?
How about you, Rick Whistler? Are you coming in? Breaker 1-9, Rick Whistler, can you hear us?
All right, we'll get Rick here in just a second and check in with him. We'll check back in with Rick here in just a second.
I'm back on.
All righty, Rick, you were coming in on us. What's the mood like down there for the Abbey wrestling team?
I tell you what, it's really good. I was listening to Joe make a remark about, Shadow might want to take a little bit easy. I don't even think that kid knows how to. It's all out or nothing with him. I think that's just his style, Joe.
Well, he's going to have a lot of fun in his next match. The only undefeated wrestler in this bracket coming into this competition.